So, in the beginning of the fourth chapter of Bereishis, it talks about Chava and Adam having children. It says, "V'Adam yoras Chava ishto, v'tavatel es Kain, v'tomer kanisi ish es Hashem." So, the first child was Kain, and she said she's acquired a man, an ish, from God. Then it says, "V'tosef laledes." And she was again given a gift from God. As Achiv, as Havel, his brother was born to her. His name is Havel. V'Havel Yoritzon V'Kain Haya Obed Adama. And tells you the professions of the children. Havel was a shepherd, and Kain, he was a farmer. So how did this come about? Kain, it says, was more crafty than Havel, and he said to Kain, let's divide up the whole world. Our parents aren't going to have more kids anyway, which was a fallacious assumption. And Kain says, I'll take the ground, and you can take all the metaltalim, everything on top of the ground. It says, Vahimi keit shama v'yavei Kain mipri adama minchol adonoi. So Kain, he brought fruits. It says he brought flax, a low, miserable korban, as an offering to God. But v'hevel hevi gamhu mibchor sonu v'helven v'aisha adnoi el hevel v'minchoso. Whereas Hevel, he brought the best of his sheep, and from their fats he offered to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and God liked the korban of Hevel and his mincha. Why? Because it says, hevel hevi gamhu. And that, it doesn't mean that Hevel also brought. It means that Hevel brought himself. And it says, V'alkain v'mechasel osho v'ayichar l'kain me'od v'ayploponav. And Kain resented that God accepted what Hevel did. V'ayom adnoi al-kain l'mo chorolach v'lomo naflu fonecha lo'im teisiv seis v'mlo seidiv v'lefelech atos rovet v'elecho atshkoso v'atotim shalbo. And the Rebbeinu Shem said, look, don't feel bad. You know, sin waits at the door, but you can overcome it. And this is the idea of korbanos. The idea of a korban is to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The word korban, you know, korov, a relative, someone that's close to you. And this is the approach that the argument between Kain and Hevel. That Kain felt everything is God's anyway, so whatever I give him, I'll bring him whatever it is. Whereas Hevel said, no, everything belongs to God, therefore I have to give him that which is most precious. So both approaches say that God owns everything. But how we approach how God owns everything and how we understand that sacrifice is understood by God. And I'll close with this example. When a little child comes to the house and he loves his mother, he'll bring her a dandelion. What's a dandelion? Dandelion's a weed. She sees that, okay? Unbelievable. The husband does something wrong. He'll bring her a dozen roses, two dozen roses. She lets him sit. She goes, put them in a vase. She's not so enamored with the approach. So in other words, you could bring a dandelion. If it's from yourself, if it means something to you, if it's a sacrifice to you, then it's worth far, far more. And this is the idea of a korban, that a korban is to bring ourselves closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the idea of Chodesh Nisan. We think of all that Rebbeinu Shalom has done for us, that everything belongs to him. He didn't have to do anything for us. We have to be makir tov to Rebbeinu Shalom and really give big sacrifice to the Eibishter for all that he's done for us in his Yeshua. Yes.